Perhaps there are a number here this afternoon who were not with us yesterday. Would you mind raising your hands?
竟然有人是今天在,但昨天不在的。如果你是昨天不在,今天在,請你舉手。
Well, not too many.
都不是太多。
But it means that I will have to repeat a little that I said yesterday, just to bring you into step with us as we go forward.
但因为虽然是这样,不是很多,但昨天不在,但我都重复一点,关于昨天我所交通过的。Shall
we pray?
我们请大家祈祷。
Our loving God and Father,
我们亲爱的天父,
we are gathered here in the name of your dear Son,
我们在你的宝贵的儿子的名字,我们在你的罪责,
we believe you love us,
我们相信你爱我们,
for you gave your only Son to die for us,
因为你将你独生的儿子来给我们,为我们死,
and we believe you have a purpose for us too,
我们相信这是一个目的的,
we have been singing about it,
我们诗歌我们都唱到这个,
we want to remember it and realize its reality,
我们想记住这个是实际来的,
and speak to us this afternoon, we pray,
我们求你肯对我们说话,
keep us all in step with you,
保守我们,叫我们能够和你同一步伐,
and in step with one another,
我们能够彼此都能够同一步伐,
we may be able to receive what you are eager to give,
我们能够看见你很盼望给我们的东西,
and to experience to the full your purpose,
我们能够真的完全的来到经历你的目标,
to this end, bless this afternoon.
为着这个缘故,求你祝福这个下午的时间,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来祈祷。
Amen. Now I have realized, as I said yesterday, I have realized something about my Lord that I did not know before.
我昨天跟大家讲过了,我突然间领会了一些东西,是以前
That he was a man of joy.
他是一个喜乐的人。
I knew that he was a good man, of course. I knew that he was the Son of God.
我当然知道他是一个好人,我也知道他是神的儿子。
I knew that he spoke wonders.
我知道他说的很奇妙的说话。
And he did wonderful works.
他做很奇妙的工作。
All that I accepted, I knew him as my Savior.
这些我都接受,我也能够接受他作我个人的救主。
But I never realized with what joy he did it all.
但我从来都没领会到,他带着几大的喜乐来做这些事情。
In the epistle to Hebrews, the first chapter,
在希伯来书第一章,我们就读到一些经文。
And verse 9,
第九节,
this is what we read about him.
我们读到关于他的。
God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of joy of gladness above thy fellows.
希伯来书的第一章第九节,后半节那里说,神就是你的神,用喜乐油膏你,胜过膏你的同伴。
Oil is a figure, of course, of the Holy Spirit.
当然这里讲到的,是膏油,讲到圣灵。
And so it is saying that Lord Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit of joy.
所以这里再告诉我们,我们的主,神是用喜乐的圣灵来高他。
And that would mean, that would specially characterize his work, his words, his ministry.
这个就是主的职事,无论话语工作的职事,一个很特别的地方。
So we're not surprised when we hear the words in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse
13.
Our Lord expressing himself in this way. Behold, I am the children whom God has given me. He had said already in his ministry that no man could come to Jesus except the Father draw him. That is in John chapter 6 and verse
44.
No man can come unto me except the Father draw him. So now he's referring to those whom the Father has drawn to him. Behold, I am the joy whom the Father has given, the children the Father has given to me. And when we considered who he was referring to,
当我们思想到他所讲到的这些神给他的儿女是谁的时候,
we were a little surprised.
我们就有点惊奇了。
Because in Matthew chapter 15,
因为在马来福音第15章那里告诉我们,
we are given some idea of those to whom he was referring.
我们就有点领会到从这些经文,13节,那里有这些经文,我们就领会到这些人是怎么样的。
Matthew chapter 15,
马来福音15章,
and verse 30.
第30节。
Verse 30, chapter 15 of Matthew.
马太福音15章的30节,
and great multitudes came unto him, having with them those who were lame, blind, dumb, lame, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them.
马太福音15章的30节, 有很多人到他那里,带着瘸子、瞎子、哑巴,有残疾的, 和好些别的病人都放在他脚前，他就医好，他就治好他，治好了他们。
What a mixture of people!
是一班怎样的人呢？
What a ragged multitude!
是一些可怜的一班群众呢？
Lame, blind, dumb, maimed.
瘸子、瞎子、哑巴，有残疾的。
All cast at Jesus' feet.
全部都是被扔到耶稣的脚前。
And he said, Behold, I am the children whom God hath given to me.
但主乃说,看啊,我与神所给我的儿女。
He knew the Father had brought them to him.
他知道父是将这些人带到他的面前。
He had declared also, All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth.
他宣布,天上地下所有权柄都是给了我。
He said that to his disciples after his resurrection. He was going to heaven, it was true. But he said, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. So that whether he is there or here,
所以无论在天上或者地上,
he has power to do marvels.
他有权柄来做奇迹的事情。
Read the words of God in Exodus chapter
34
and verse
10. 如果你读出及记的第36章第10节,
I will make a covenant with the people. I will do marvels.
我要以我的百姓来立约,我要做奇事。
Here God is speaking to Israel, the people of Israel.
在那里是神对以色列人来说,
just when they were starting out of the, on their journey from Egypt to the promised land.
由出埃及到神应许的地方的旅程的开始,
I make a covenant. I will do marvels.
我要跟他们立约,我要做奇事。
Well, that was true when the Lord was here on earth.
当主在地上的时候都是一样的。
That is still true today.
今天都是一样真的,
he is the same.
他是一样的,
whether here on earth in the flesh,
无论在地上面肉身的时候,
or there exalted at the right hand of the Father,
或者被升到父的宝座的右边,
he has all power.
他一切的权柄都在他那里,
and he is exercising it joyfully.
他带着喜乐的来使用他的权柄,
it's not just a duty.
不是一个责任,
sometimes we have things to do which rather like a duty.
有些时候有些事我们要做,
and some people don't like duty.
很多人他不喜欢责任,
don't find obligation.
他们不喜欢义务,
but this is not a duty to him.
这个对他来说不是一个责任,
to do the wonders that he did do, he did for those who were brought to him by the Father.
是,那他对那些父带来的人,他要在他们身上来做奇事。
And that's what we're thinking about.
我们一直在思想这个题目。
Why did our Lord Jesus have such joy?
我们的主为什么会有这么大的喜乐?
In doing what he did for the lame, the blind, the dumb, the deaf,
为那些瘸子、瞎子、哑巴、有残疾的来做这个歧视。
Why did he have such joy in doing it?
为什么他有这么大的喜乐来做这些事情呢?
Because he was preparing for the future.
因为他为着就是将来来到预备。
And the future was to be sharing with him the glory. Before Jesus left his disciples, he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where is he? Well, we read, after he had made purification for sin, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. There's no better place than that. That's the most holy place. At the right hand of the Father. And that's the place that he's gone to prepare for us. And not just to wait for us to come, but to come and take us. That's comforting, that's assuring. Sometimes if we have a good objective,
you
say, well, I'm going to Shanghai. Are you? How are you going to get there? Of course I'll go by plane. Are you sure of getting there? Oh yes, somebody's going with me. Not travelling alone. No, we won't travel alone. At any phase of our journey from here to the place that God calls us to occupy. And that is why the Lord Jesus rejoiced so much in those whom the Father had given to him. They would need much help, much done for them before they reached the destination. But he was fit and able to fulfill every need that there would be. Because it's not children he's going to bring to glory. See, he said, behold, I am the children whom God has given to me. Well, it's nice to take children on a journey. That was not God's objective in sending Jesus to be our Savior. It was to accompany us on the way, make sure we reach there safely. Giving us all the help and the encouragement that we would need because there would be difficulties. We read that Jesus is going to bring many sons to glory. Now, of course, we know in God's family, it's like a human family. There are babies. There are children. There are sons. There are daughters. And there are those that are fully mature. Might say old men or old women. But there's a great number of those whom Jesus has so ministered to with joy that they reach their destination glorious. Yesterday, we began to think of some of those examples. Because we've read them about them here. And yesterday, we spoke about two. In the morning, in the afternoon. In the afternoon, we're speaking about the leper. What a poor, miserable victim he was of his sickness. All bandaged up. Had no nose. Only just a hole where the nose used to be. No fingers, no toes.
他沒有手指沒有腳趾,
all bandaged to hide the ugliness of his wound.
他用那些繃帶來包住他的手來隱藏他的傷口。
When in his desperate need, he came to Jesus.
在絕大的需要裡面,他就找耶穌。
Drawn by the Father to Jesus.
他被父來吸引來帶到耶穌那裡。
And said, Lord, if you can, if you will, you can make me clean.
他就掩著口來說,如果你願意,你能夠叫我得到潔淨。
What was Jesus' joyful response?
耶穌何等歡喜快樂的反應。
I will!
他說我願意,
be clean!
潔淨你,
and there, his nose was there again.
他開始那個鼻哥就生了出來了,
his fingers and toes were restored.
他的手指和腳趾就生了出來了,
he said of those he healed,
他說那些他醫治的,
your faith, your response to my word has made you whole.
他說你的信心,你信我的說話,是叫你得到醫治。
That's what salvation is.
救恩就是這件事了。
Being made whole. We are all lacking so much. But the Lord doesn't mean us to go to His presence lacking. But to be complete. And in the healing of the leper, he recovered his physical completeness. And what did the Lord say to him? Go show yourself to the priest. Why that? Just to see that it was a fact. He was now healed. He was clean, he was complete. And he could attribute it to the one who had done it, the Lord. Lord Jesus, in the course of his ministry, was confronted with many physical disabilities. As we have said, blind or dumb or lame or deaf, maimed or incomplete, so many physical conditions. Now they were not imaginary. And those conditions which we have equivalent are not imaginary. A lot of people say when we present Jesus to them, I'm alright. I'm good. I don't owe anybody anything. I don't do any harm to anybody. But how imperfect we are. How wretched in our incompleteness. Well, the Lord tackled those situations with joy. Not just because of the present condition, but because that hindered the future. And those hindering elements had to be put out of the way. Every physical handicap for fullness of life had to be removed, overcome. And we saw the example in the leper. And then last evening, we saw the example of the woman with the spirit of infirmity. God made man upright. But this is what has happened. We have gradually become bent. It was a spirit of infirmity. That woman in Luke chapter
13,
who Jesus described as a daughter of Abraham. That means she was the equivalent of a believer. bound by Satan for 18 years.
所以被魔鬼捆绑了15年。
What did the Lord do for her?
主为她做什么呢?
He made her straight.
主为她成为正直。
She could not look up to God.
她不能够站起来来仰望神。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because she'd been looking down so long.
因为很长的时间她是望着地下了。
And if we begin to stoop,
如果我们开始渐渐弯腰的时候,
we begin to get attracted by the world,
我们渐渐就被世界来吸引了,
and the things that are in the world,
世界的事情就吸引我们了,
if the things of God hold our interest as though we're looking for something lost,
如果神的事情找着我们,
we shall be typically like that woman.
我们被世界找着的时候,
I said last night, I've seen two or three like this in Sidmouth where I live.
昨天我跟大家说,
old women,
老的妇人,
really bent,
好弯腰的,
they can't look up,
他们不能够向上望,
they may look forward,
他们向前望,
but they can't look up.
但他们不能够向上望,
and you and I can be like that.
你和我都可以是这样,
it may be we are like that.
或者我们以前都是这样,
why?
为什么呢?
Because instead of minding the things of God, we have been minding the things of the earth.
因为我们, 没有来到思念神的事,
Colossians chapter 3,
哥罗西书第三章,
and verse 2 says,
第二节这样说,
set not your mind on earthly things,
没有将你的体贴天上地上的事,
but on the heavenly.
你将你的心思来摆在天上的事,
or you say that's not practical.
你说这个不实际哦,
no, no, you mustn't be too spiritual.
你不可以这么熟灵的,
that's not practical.
这个不实际啊,
we must think about our future.
我一定要想我们的将来啊,
we must be concerned about our job.
我一定要关心我们的工作,
we must be concerned about our wages.
我一定要关心我们的薪水,
we must think about our pension.
我一定要想我们的退休金,
we must make every preparation we can for the future.
我一定要为将来做最好的准备,
so we get swallowed up with minding for earthly things.
我们所被属地的事来将我们吞灭了,
these things we can commit to Him. He has promised to be faithful and meet all our needs. Yet we are so concerned, we get bent, 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 that we can't really look up.
但我们这么担心,
we're not seeing the face of God.
我们看不见神的面啊,
and that is equivalent to being blind.
这个就是好像这个妇人那样,
now this afternoon we're going to think about the blind.
今天我们思想的是盲的,
because the blind were brought to Jesus.
因为盲的人是带到主那里,
let us see in John chapter 9.
我们看约翰福音第九章,
John chapter 9,
约翰福音第九章,
verse 1.
第一节,
and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth.
约翰福音第九章第一节,
how dreadful,
何等可怕的事情呢?
To be in the dark all your life.
你一生都在黑暗的里面,
we're not meant to be children of darkness.
我们不应该是黑暗的儿女,
we're not meant to be blind that we cannot see.
我们不应该是盲的看不到的,
but here's a man who's blind from his birth.
那这个人他出生就盲的了,
and what's the result?
那结果是怎样呢?
He's a beggar.
他就是一个乞丐了,
it says that.
我都告诉我们,
see, we read a little further on.
我们读下去的时候,
well, we read it in verse 9.
第九节, verse 8.
The neighbors therefore said unto them which before had seen him that he was blind, is this not the man that sat and begged?
第八节, 他是讨饭的, 就说, 这不是那从前坐着讨饭的人吗?
Because he was blind, blind from his birth. He was a beggar. What is a beggar? Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I come unto you. What is a beggar? Because he's blind, he gets only things that second hand. That's all a beggar gets. Something that someone else has had and gives to him. Everything second hand. All his food is prepared by others. And any money that comes to him has been someone else's before. So he's a man who's only got things second hand. There are a lot of Christians like that, you know. They're beggars. Why? Because they haven't got things first hand. He says, do you know that Jesus supplies our every need? No. I've heard it. But I don't know it. Second hand, they only heard it. How many things we have heard? But they're only second hand. Because they've never become ours. Oh, so many people have Jesus second hand. Heard about him. Perhaps believe what they heard. Yet they haven't experienced. No. Second hand experience in Christian life. Is pathetic. I hope no one here this afternoon has real truth second hand. Has knowing of Jesus, but it's only second hand. Some people who get right away from God, and then later on somebody talks to them about the Lord, and they say, oh yes, I went to Sunday school when I was a boy. But they're not believers. They're not enjoying the experience of the Lord. They've not got eternal life. No, it's all second hand. Heard about it. But it hasn't become theirs. Don't be blind in that sense. Now there's a big dispute about this man's blindness. When things like this do happen in families, maybe is born blind, or even a person later on becomes blind, there's often a question, a controversy about it. How did it happen? Who is responsible? That's what they said here. See in verse 2. His disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. They weren't concerned about him getting his sight so much as knowing why he was blind.
心啊，佢点样能够睇得见呢？佢只系关心嘅，佢点样点解会盲啊
？But the Lord puts the whole subject on a positive footing。
但系我哋嘅主将将个问题摆喺一个好正面嘅基础嘅上面。
This is as it is for the glory of God。
事情系咁样样，因为为着神嘅荣耀。
God is going to show He can deal with this。
神系要显明佢能够系处理呢啲事情。
And that's why Jesus with joy approached all these opportunities that he had to attend to the needs of the blind physically. But of course, much more than that, because he must deal with the blindness that is spiritual blindness. He must open the eyes of those who are inwardly blind. And may be doing stupid things. May be in wicked ways. May be in danger because they do not see. The Lord was here not only to deal with the physical, but He rejoiced in dealing with the physical because it would illustrate the greater, the spiritual. You know, eyes are very important. Do you thank the Lord for your eyes? Do you thank the Lord
for your eyes? We've
got many important faculties, haven't we? I say most mornings before I start the day, thank you, Lord. I've got eyes. I've got ears. I've got speech. I've got taste. I've got touch. And I've got smell. We've got six faculties. How important they are. What a blessing they are that we have. I say, Lord, thank you, I'm seeing still. I've got eyes. And I've got ears still. I don't have an earphone. And I can still speak. And I can still feel. I have faculties. And the eye, of course, is one very important faculty that we have. Physical faculty. It's dreadful to be without eye. But now listen. It's dangerous to be with eyes also. Because the Lord Jesus made it perfectly plain that the eye is not only a blessing, but it can be a curse. Didn't he say so? See what it says in Matthew, chapter
5.
Verse
29.
If thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of your members should perish, and not that the whole body should be cast into hell.
马太福音第五章第二十九节，若是你的右眼叫你跌倒，就挖出来。丢掉，令我失去白体中的一体，不叫全身丢在地狱里。
There is a responsibility. There is peril in every blessing.
每一个祝福，我哋都有责任，我都有个危险。
And in the matter of the eye, the Lord tells us plainly.
主好白嘅同我哋讲。
If your eye be single,
如果你眼睛系专一。
Your whole body will be full of light.
你个全身就嘹亮啦。
But if your eye is defective,
但如果你个眼睛系有缺陷嘅，
there will be darkness inside.
你里边就好大嘅黑暗啦。
See in Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
What's it say?
佢点样讲咧？
Verse 22.
第二十二节。
The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light.
你眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮或者是专一，全身就光明。
But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. Therefore, if therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness?
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗，你里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
Now we are thinking of the physical, but we're not forgetting the spiritual.
当我们思想肉身的事情的时候，我们不会忘记属灵的事情。
And it is so grievous that there are those who spiritually have no light, no understanding.
你说何等的是可怜，那些人他完全没有属灵的亮光和明性。
There's the eye of the heart.
他们的心里面的眼。
And the eye of the heart determines so much about the will, the action.
我们的心中的眼是几重要来决定我们的方向和我们的行动。
Paul prayed very specially about the eyes of the heart.
保罗特别的来到为着心中的眼睛来到祈祷。
In Ephesians chapter 1.
在以弗所书第一章里面。
Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Verse 18. The eyes of your understanding, the eyes of your heart, as another version puts, the eyes of your heart being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
第二章第一章的十八节，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩赐有何等的指望。
Here is an example of how we may pray for one another.
这一个的例，我们应该怎样彼此来到代祷。
This is how Paul prayed for those believers in Ephesus.
为以弗所的信徒来到祈祷。
That the eyes of their heart should be enlightened.
使他心中的眼睛能够被打开。
That means to see what?
是看见什么呢?
To see the purpose of their calling.
那看见他们恩召的目的是什么?
The hope of their calling.
他们的恩召是何等的指望?
What was it?
是什么呢?
Not just to heaven.
不只是天堂。
Some people think our calling is to heaven.
人以为我们被呼召走天堂了。
That's only the door.
我只是一个门口的。
That's only the beginning.
我只是一个开始的。
Not just to heaven,
不只是天堂,
but the most holy place.
乃去到最圣洁的地方。
That's what Hebrews is all about.
他所讲的是为了这个。
That's what Paul is concerned about.
这个保罗所关注的。
Now I try to pray for my brothers and sisters.
我想为我的弟兄姊妹来到祷告。
I try to pray for you and for many others.
我为你们来到祷告，为了其他人来到祷告。
How shall I pray?
我应该怎样祷告啊?
Well, I say I can pray like Paul did.
我可以好像保罗咁样求。
Paul helps me to know how to pray for my brothers and sisters.
应该怎样为弟兄姊妹来祷告?
And here is a matter that's very important.
这是很重要的事情。
That the eyes of their heart might be open.
让他心中的眼睛能够被打开。
See, a blind man,
你知道一个盲的人,
or a blind person,
有一个盲的人
has a great handicap.
有一个很大的残疾。
They can't see.
他看不到。
They can't see their children.
他看不见他的儿女。
A husband can't see his wife.
丈夫看不到他的妻子。
How does he know what she's like?
他怎么知道他是怎么样的呢?
Well, he may feel her face.
反正他感觉他的面。
And he may feel the face of his children.
反正他感觉他儿女的面。
But,It's only by feelings that he knows anything, and that's not much.
他只能够透过只手的感觉，这个实在太少了。
Oh, people who go by their feelings are in danger.
好多人佢哋靠佢哋感觉就好危险噶。
Or they are handicapped.
佢哋其实系残疾残缺嘅。
We're not meant to go by our feelings.
我哋唔应该只系靠住我哋嘅感觉。
Because they betray us.
因为我哋嘅感觉会出卖我哋。
We are sometimes dependent. If we are blind, we are dependent on feelings.
如果我们是盲的时候，我们就好像要靠只有依靠感觉了。
We have to accept warning.
我们仲有先可以接受人的警告。
Now be careful, don't touch that.
小心啊，唔好点嗰个耳得。
Well, we need to go by feelings.
但我们如果只有依靠感觉的时候
，and be aware that there are things that we should not touch.
我们要知道有些东西我们不应该摸的。
But better to know by seeing.
但如果我们看得到就更好啦。
I know a dear believing brother in France.
我在法国认识一个好的弟兄。
He was blinded in the First World War.
他第一次世界大战的时候就盲了。
And I wondered. How he would manage to find a wife.
他怎么能够找到个妻子?
How he would ever be a family man.
他怎么能够真的想过有家庭的人?
But oh, the Lord has blessed him.
但主祝福他。
Blessed him that he's got a lovely wife.
主祝福他一个很好的妻子。
And five lovely children.
他有五个很好的儿女。
And ability to do things that I never thought a blind man could do.
他有那个能力去做一些事我从来没想过盲的人可以做的。
The Lord does deliver us from the handicap.
主要是真的将我们从那个残疾里面释放。
Or he enables us to overcome.
能够使我们得胜。
Blind people can be very clever.
盲的人可以很聪明的。
And they can be very deceptive.
他们能够分辨到东西的。
When I was training in London.
当我在伦敦受训的时候。
Next to our place. There was the Royal College for the Blind.
在我做事的地方隔壁，那里就是一个盲人的会。
And there were a lot of young men over there.
好了，很多个年轻人喺嗰度。
We got to know them a bit.
我哋认识佢哋多点。
And they were very clever.
佢哋好聪明的。
And they asked us to play them at football.
佢邀请我哋同佢哋打足球。
Playing the blind school at football?
你话同一班盲人打足球？
Well. We got our team ready.
我们就组织了一队的足球队。
Went over to play the blind school.
我们就跟那帮盲的人学校的人来打足球了。
And when they came back.
当我们回来的时候。
How did you get on?
打成怎么样?
They beat us.
打赢我们了。
Blind people can be very clever.
你看盲的人可以很聪明的。
Physically blind.
我只是肉身的盲啊。
And even spiritually blind.
但属灵的盲啊。
Can be very clever.
都可以很聪明的。
It's deceptive.
但这个是骗我们的。
We can be deceived so easily.
我们很容易被骗的。 因为我们看不到。
And we must see the things of God
clearly. 我们要看神的事情很清楚地看见。
Jesus rejoiced. When blind people were brought by the Father to him. He says in this case, there's an opportunity for God to be glorified. And he was healed. He was given sight. In this chapter, chapter 9, we won't read it, it's too long. But in this chapter 9 of John, it's a long chapter and a lot of discussion, a lot of controversy. Is he really the one that was blind? I couldn't believe that he's now seeing. Yes, he is the one.
没错,
I said, well, he's like him, but I don't know whether he is or not.
我说他像他,
and the Pharisees didn't think he could possibly be healed because the work was done on the Sabbath day.
那些用法理做人,他们想着不可能这样的事情发生,这个不可能被医好,因为是我的人。
So there's a lot of argument about it.
那些有很多的拗叫在那里。
But what did he say in the end?
但最终的人怎么说呢?
He spoke for himself.
他自己就来到说话了。
He said, whether Jesus is a prophet or not, a sinner or not, I know not. But I know this, I once was blind, but now I see.
无论耶稣究竟是什么先知或什么罪人,我不知道,我只知道一件事,我以前盲的,今天看见。
And you and I can have experience like that.
你和我都可以有这样的经历。
Even reading our Bible.
当我们读圣经的时候,
Oh, I read that so many times, I never understood that before.
我看这个这么多字,从来都不明白的。
Jesus said, the word that I speak unto you is spirit and life.
耶稣跟我们说,我跟你说的话是灵,是生命。
And the word of God has power to open our eyes.
是有能力打开我们的眼睛的。
To give us to see what we never saw before.
是能够给我们看见我们以前从来没看见的东西。
And put us on course for God's appointed future.
将我们摆在正轨的上面,要我们能够向着神,要我们去的将来那里。
Not just to get to heaven.
不是只是去天堂。
That's only paddling in the shallows.
我们只是在浅水那里玩水的。
but going through the outer court into the holy place. And then through the way Jesus has opened into the most holy place. Paul prayed that the eyes of their hearts might be opened. That they might not only see their calling, but recognize the riches of the glory of God's inheritance in His people. I used to find difficulty with that verse. Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 18. They were not only to be seeing again more clearly the heavenly objective, the goal that was to be reached. But they were to appreciate God's inheritance. The riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. I thought, he doesn't get much, does he? What does God get? He's heir, he has right to everything. Again in the Bible it says, his people are his inheritance. That means all his people are his inheritance.
We say,
not many. Very small percentage. How much the devil has got. How little the Lord has got. Percentages tell us lots of things. But what does Paul say? The riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. You don't have an inheritance unless you invest, do you? How does anybody get something to pass on to their children? An inheritance. Not by spending it all. If the father, though he started a rich man, nevertheless squanders it all, gambling it away, the children get nothing. There's nothing left. You only get an inheritance if there's investment. And what does investment mean?
投資是什麼意思?
Putting aside.
然後將一些財物放在一邊,
saving, preserving.
儲蓄是保留它,
not spending everything.
不是將一切都洗掉它,
and the greater the investment,
你越多的投資,
the greater the inheritance.
你那裡就越多的產業了,
and what is it that God has?
神所有的什么?
He has a great inheritance.
神有很丰富的产业,
the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints.
在众信徒中得的产业,
Lord has invested so much among us, hasn't He?
我们主要将多少东西来投资在我们身上?
Such wealth He has invested.
他将好几丰富的财物来投资在我们身上.
The gold and silver of heaven He's invested in His people.
他将在天上的金和银都是投资在他的百姓的身上.
Jesus is the equivalent of gold. He's the shekel of the sanctuary.
我们的主就是金的代表，就是圣所里面的银.
And what has God been investing in your life and mine? The preciousness, the wealth of Jesus. God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So ask. He does meet our need, whatever it is.
他作为后嗣，他在一切嘅事上都能够满足我哋嘅需要。
He is investing his wealth.
他将一切嘅财产都系投资喺我哋身上边。
And will there not be a return?
可能会唔会有啲回报咧？
Surely, if it's a wise investment,
肯定如果呢个投资系一个聪明嘅投资，
there will be a return.
可能一定会有回报。
Why did Jesus rejoice when so many children were brought to him?
咁多神咁多个儿女，神系带到佢嗰度咧？
Why did he so promptly attend to the need of this blind man?
点解我哋嘅主咁快嘅嚟就嚟到医好呢个盲嘅人咧？
Because he's going to remedy the situation. Cause this one to see what he never saw before. How precious it is when God begins to open our eyes. To see reality. Not just imaginary things. There are all kinds of fictitious things. Things that are spoken about but which don't really exist. Things that people are inclined to follow after or go for. But they don't really exist. But the Bible is a word of history. That's whereby we learn of him. He doesn't provide us with fiction to learn of him. But it's fact. And facts concerning his ability to do all that's needful for you and I. And the joy of Jesus was this. That from the first step, the first cry of the child to the end. He could provide. That they reach the end with joy unspeakable and full of glory. That's where I hope, that's how I hope I will arrive. If I win the race, will it not be with joy unspeakable? Did we not sing about rejoicing to Zion, marching to Zion? Why?
為什麼?
How can you do that if you're not sure of the welcome?
如果你不是肯定那裡是歡迎你的,
if you're sure of the welcome,
但如果你肯定那裡是歡迎你的,
you come with the smiling face.
你去的時候,
you come with the song in your heart.
你的心裡就帶著歌唱歌聲去的,
but if you're not sure of the welcome,
但你不是很清楚那裡是不是歡迎你的,
well, you step steadily, tenderly, hesitatingly.
你是很猶豫的这样去了。
We're brought to his glory with exceeding joy.
我们被带到去那个的说不出的荣耀的里面。
Jesus received the children God gave him.
耶稣接纳了神给他的儿女。
With joy.
他带着喜乐的接受。
Because he not only knew the privilege given to him,
因为他不单认识神给他的特权,
but his ability to fulfill every necessity on the way.
还有神给他的权柄能力的,以及能够在路上能够满足一切的需要。
Now, doesn't mean that everybody wins the race.
但是不等于每一个都走赢这个赛跑呢?
Because we do not necessarily take what he provides.
因为很多时候我们不是真的去接受他所为我们预备的。
We do not receive the advice that he gives.
我们不接受那个是给我们的那位的劝告。
We're not obedient to his commands.
我们对他的吩咐他的诫命我们不遵守。
But as long as we are,
但如果我们真的愿意顺服遵守,
responding to his word,
对他的话我们有反应,
obedient to his command,
我们顺服他的吩咐,
we are being brought on in our way to the glory.
我们就会被带到去荣耀的路上边了。
You know, Saul of Tarsus,
你知道大扫的扫罗,
Saul of Tarsus, you know about Saul of Tarsus?
你知道大扫的扫罗?
Saul of Tarsus which was persecuting the Christians.
他是逼迫基督徒,
thought he was serving God.
他以为他是服侍神,
and going from city to city to take into prison those who were believers. Thought he was serving God.
他以为他是服侍神,
had great zeal.
有大的心,
but one day,
但是一天,
the Lord shut his eyes,
主就将他的眼盲了,
took away his physical sight,
叫他的肉眼盲了,
brought him on his face,
叫他大面扑到地下了,
on his way to Damascus,
当他去大马色的路上,
and then opened his eyes.
主就打开他的眼睛,
in his blindness,
在他的盲的里面,
said, Lord, who art thou?
他就问, 主啊你是谁?
I am Jesus.
我声音就说我是耶稣。
Oh, oh. His eyes were open.
他的眼睛就被打开了。
I think Jesus must have been so joyful.
我主耶稣一定很欢喜。
See what a captive I have got.
我得到一个何等的俘虏。
See what a big fish I have caught.
我得到一条多大的鱼。
Open the eyes of Saul of Tarsus.
将大扫的扫罗的眼睛打开。
Because he's to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
因为他要成为他是外邦人的使徒。
What for?
为了什么呢?
We'll see.
我们读一读,
in Acts of the Apostles,
使徒行主,
chapter 26,
26章,
Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26,
使徒行主, 26章,
here, the Apostle Paul is giving his testimony before King Agrippa.
在这里,保罗,使徒保罗在阿基帕王面前来作见证。
He says what he was before.
他告诉你,他以前是怎样的?
A persecutor.
是逼迫人的。
Very zealous for God.
为神而生。
But then he admits that something happened.
但他承认有些事情发生了。
Paul said, In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 26, verse 9,
第九节,
I verily thought with myself that I ought to do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名,
which things I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints did I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I gave my voice against them.
我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了,既从祭司长得了权柄,我就把许多圣徒囚在监里,他们被杀,我也出名定案。
And I punished them oft in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, I persecuted them even to strange cities.
在各会堂,我屡次用刑强迫他们说亵渎的话,又分外恼恨他们,甚至追迫他们,直到外邦的成邑。
Verse 12, whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests,
那时我领了祭司长的权柄和命令往大马色去,
at midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven above, above the brightness of the sun shining round about me, and them which journeyed with me.
王啊,我在路上响午的时候,看见从天发光,比日头还亮,四面照着我,并与我同行的人。
When we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
我们都扑倒在地上,我就听见有声音用希伯来话,向我说,苏罗,苏罗,为什么逼迫我?
I said, Who art thou, Lord? He said, I am Jesus, whom you persecute.
我说,主啊,你是谁? 主说,我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。
He knew he had met a person who he addressed as Lord.
他知道他碰到一个人, 呢个人为主。
But he never expected for a moment that it would be Jesus.
但佢从来冇谂过呢个系耶稣。
But it was then that the Lord opened his eyes.
嗰时候耶稣打开佢眼睛。
Enlightened his understanding.
叫佢嘅悟性能够被光照。
To interpret aright the person of Jesus.
叫佢能够真正嘅认识耶稣呢个人。
And now what follows?
跟住讲乜嘢咧？
See what he says. God speaking to him said,
神就同佢讲,
I have appointed thee, delivering thee from the Gentiles unto whom I send thee, to open their eyes. God commissioned him to go to the Gentiles.
神就吩咐佢喺特派佢作执事作见证。是猜到他去外邦人的离开百姓救他离开百姓和外邦人的手猜到 他们那里叫他眼睛得从黑暗中归向光明
Verse 16 Rise
16节你起来
Jesus said Rise stand upon thy feet for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee.
第十六节，你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你作执事，作见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
Then in verse 18,
十八节，
this was to be his ministry.
这个就是他的职事了。
To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God.That they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神。有人信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So Paul was commissioned.After the Lord in his mercy and grace had opened his eyes,
当神系有个怜悯恩典打开眼睛之后
that he was now to open other people's eyes.
所以我就能够可以开别人的眼睛啦。
And that is what he has done perhaps more than any other apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他为除咗系我哋主耶稣基督之外，佢系比所有其他嘅使徒都打开更多人嘅眼睛。
I think rightly, the Apostle Paul as unique among the apostles.
所以话系保罗系众使徒当中一个好独特嘅使徒。
That's not taking anything away from those apostles which were not quite so conspicuous.
唔系话将任何嘅嘢从嗰啲其他冇咁出名嘅使徒嚟到攞走。
But how much we owe to the Apostle Paul?
但我哋实在欠咗使徒保罗佢几多咧？
And how is it that it has happened?
呢件事情点能够发生咧？
He tells us
他告诉我们听,
in the second letter to the Corinthians,
哥林多后书,
chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 5,
第五节,
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
哥林多后书第四章的第五节我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣作你们的门的仆人。
Next verse，
跟住嗰节第六节。
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ。
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神。已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Here Paul is describing his experience.
喺呢度保罗系讲系见证出佢自己嘅经历。
God commanded the light to shine in the beginning, shined into his heart.
神系吩咐光从黑暗里面照出嚟嘅，嗰位神把呢个光已经照进佢嘅心里边啦。
And he saw the face of Jesus.
佢睇见耶稣嘅面啦。
I suppose that would be true of every blind man whose eyes Jesus opened.
我相信每一个盲嘅人，当佢嘅眼睛被主耶稣打开嘅时候，佢都能够咁样经历。
This man in John chapter 9 we've been thinking about. Or all the others, blind that were brought to Jesus. Who would they see first? When it was by his hand, their eyes were anointed. And they saw. Who would they see first? The face of Jesus. Ooh, that must have been wonderful. Why? Why? Well, because it's illuminated. With knowledge. With the knowledge of the glory of God. What a thing to see. What a face to see. This book, Second Letter to the Corinthians, talks about shining faces. But whose face shone most? The face of Jesus. Moses' face also shone. And you and I expected to be epistles of Christ by shining faces. But it's seeing his face. And learning of the glory of God. That causes your face or mine to shine. God has shined into our heart, has he? That's how he remedies the blindness. Things we can't see, we can't understand. The Bible we read out of duty without delight. Because we're blind. We don't understand. Oh, but when the Lord touches our eye, the eye of the heart, he gets through to make us new creatures. Leaves the old behind. Makes all things new. Gives us to see, to understand. What we never saw, we never understood before. In the face of Jesus Christ is the glory revealed. Now that's to be our experience. Preparing us for our destination. That's what the Lord Jesus rejoiced to do. Why he welcomed these that were drawn to him by the Father. He was not only to open their physical eyes, but he opened the eyes of their heart. To deliver them from darkness. To save them from deception. And to keep them on course for the glory. Lord, rejoice. Behold, I and the children whom God hath given me. I wonder if he sees his work proceeding with you and I. I wonder if he sees our spiritual blindness being dismissed. Spiritual insight, understanding, enjoyment, taking its place. That gladdens his heart. Even the thought of it. And the opportunity to produce it. Made him a man of joy. May his joy be fulfilled in us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we thank you that you know how to remedy our blindness. Our spiritual blindness. The limitations in our seeing. And consequently, the limitations in our enjoying. Oh, thank you, Lord, that you do shine into hearts. To give the knowledge of the glory of God. You do enlighten us in things that we could not see otherwise. We were going by feelings. But oh, we may go by faith. And sight, which you supply. Oh, may we know that supply of your Spirit. We shall be children of light. We shall grow up to be sons of light. And we shall be heirs of God. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.